The Defense Department is shopping for a vendor that can provide at least 5,000 virtual machines to help replace its current government-operated MilCloud service. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the new cloud offering could be run by contractors but housed in DoD data centers.
The Defense Information Systems Agency released a request for information earlier this month, an early step in framing the acquisition strategy for what it's been calling MilCloud 2.0 until now, and what it now refers to as On-Site Managed Services, or OMS. Very few decisions have been made about how the infrastructure as a service product will operate, other than that DISA wants to offer its DoD customers the ability to pay only for the services they use. Scott Stewart is the chief of DISA's IT contracting division.
We're looking to give the user experience that they could order it up and pay only by the drink, what they consume. Not, you know, in situations where today we take over provision, pay for things that we don't need. Some consumers may want more, others want less. So this is the model that we're seeking for, a true utility-based solution.
DISA hasn't yet announced a timeline for when it might release a request for proposals, but once it makes a contract award, it plans for a contractor to build and operate a private cloud within two DISA-owned data centers, one as a primary site and the other as a backup for continuity of operations. The government would provide power, cooling, and network connections, but most of the rest would be up to the vendor.
Obviously, DISA DEX currently provide these services today. However, a lot of it is, you know, we procure through our capacity services contracts, which are managed out of my division as well. And those contracts are commercial solutions, but there's a lot of government intervention configuration. They might do the security, the patching, the NetOps piece to it. What's envisioned in this model is that that line of demarcation would be much further up the stack.
Once the service reaches initial operating capability, DISA plans to test it with four applications that are currently hosted in the government-operated MilCloud. At full operating capability, the agency wants OMS to be able to provision 5,000 virtual machines at any given time, but to be able to scale up to support a much larger portfolio in years down the road. DISA thinks a private, military-only cloud will continue to have a role to play despite the growing number of companies who've won approval to host DoD data through the FedRAMP process and earn DoD-specific provisional authorizations. Greater security is one factor, since the IT infrastructure would be housed on government premises, connected directly to the department's NIPRNet, and overseen by the continuous monitoring systems that watch government-operated systems. The winning vendor would need to be able to handle data at what DoD defines as Impact Level 5, the most sensitive information level below classified. Alicia Belmas is the OMS project lead.
DNA efforts are likely to be a critical part of the timeline heading towards an operational capability. The assessment of the infrastructure services to operate on the DoDIN will be done in accordance with the risk management framework. And an appendix of the applicable security controls will be provided with the performance work statement. The DoD infrastructure services will reside within the network perimeter of the DoD networks and will require compliance with DoD network operations and continuous monitoring tool suites. The infrastructure as a service environment will be accredited to accommodate systems containing CUI data and support unclassified national security systems. Then, after sufficient security, scrutiny, and accreditation, the vendor solution will reside inside the facility and offer contemporary infrastructure services to the DoD community connected to the DoD information network. The prime contractor in all DoD commercial cloud contracts must retain direct operational configuration and control of the environment. Therefore, RFI responses should only be from sources who retain direct operational configuration and control of the infrastructure environment. The infrastructure services in this effort include workload virtual machine management services, being able to start, stop, preserve, and restore workloads, being able to create, update, read, and delete object files, and then block storage, binary level storage to support workloads and VMs, and other support services, assorted integrated contractor or DoD services that support the primary services in the ecosystem above. And examples of this are the provisioning, metering, billing, networking, identity, and resort management services.
DISA is also hoping the updated MilCloud offering will, in some cases, be cheaper for defense components to use than purely commercial offerings, in part because of a metered billing system that will ensure customers don't pay for more IT services than they're actually using. But as of now, Stewart says the agency is not certain how to set that up and is asking industry for advice on how to manage the billing process.
This is really where we're asking for your help. We're not sure how to do that. We would expect that there would be multiple users. Don't know if they would come in through DISA with their funds, and then we turn it into working capital fund. Then we would bill against that. We're not really sure how to do that. We want to move to a utility-based pricing. We want to move to a billing arrangement similar to what we have on our telecom side, where we don't have to go into wide area workload and accept, you know, thousands of invoices. Here again, this billing piece is really key in how we can make that work. We'd love to have your thoughts on that.
Stewart says DISA is also looking for industry input on how to structure service-level agreements between the government and whatever vendor the agency chooses for OMS. Other areas in which the agency is looking for advice include what types of contract vehicle is most appropriate, an existing government-wide acquisition contract or a standalone indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract. Besides billing and managing the private cloud, he says the final award is likely to include support services to help DoD customers migrate their applications into the OMS structure.
Some of our customers have organic capability. They can transition many of their own applications. Others may not have that capability and would like some contract support to do that. So when they look at, you know, rationalization and virtualization of applications, there's a lot of legacy applications out there that may not lend themselves well to virtualization. Some would need a little bit of engineering support. Some may come over fairly easy, but we're looking to have this contract support those functions.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.